Officially launching Sanitation Week today, the Minister of Health's Environmental Services Director Goldberg Mangwadu told journalists that community health clubs play a key role in the provision of ablution facilities and other basic public health necessities. Mangwadu said the majority of people do not access clean water and ablution facilities.
We only have 2% that is actually exercising open defecation in urban areas. But if we are to go into rural areas, we do have a little bit of a challenge whereby we are looking at about individual or improved sanitation and shared sanitation together coming to about 48%. And this is where we have the greatest challenge of about 27% of our population out there resorting to open defecation.
He said community health clubs are the best option as this would empower people to keep their areas clean. Mangwadu said littering was widespread in most urban areas as residents believe that keeping towns and cities clean is the responsibility of local authorities.
But for as long as we do not empower the people themselves, as long as we do not organize them, we will always have these mountains of refuse. And I'm sure from here today, we will all be conscious. If you see somebody driving in front of you, they will throw a tin out through the window. If it doesn't hit your windscreen, you're lucky.
Remembrance Mashaba of the Institute of Sanitation and Water Development urged the media to campaign for good sanitation, saying the focus this time is on waste management.
So we're also looking at the human waste aspect, that as a nation, we've embarked on the drive to have zero open defecation.
Engineer Samuel Mserere of Harare Water said the city council is doing all it can to improve water and sanitation in the city.
We boast of a city that has got sewer blockages less than 10 per day, but we are still not happy with that situation because it is threatening the health of the residents. And also the main trunk sewers, the outfall sewers have collapsed and some of them are collapsing as well, resulting in discharge of untreated raw sewage into our nearby streams.
Muserere, however, expressed concern that the city council is still releasing 44 megaliters of raw sewage into Harare's waterways because of the subdued operations at the sewerage treatment works. The city's plants can only treat 94 megaliters of the total 144 megaliters passing through its plants daily. Poor water and sanitation conditions have led to the outbreaks of diseases such as cholera and typhoid. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.